Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
So Amanda is looking for a second date update with this guy named James that she went out with. Hey, Amanda.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing good. So let us try to help you out here. Tell us about James, how the two of you met, and how that first date went.
Okay. Well, I honestly need your help so badly with this one. Okay. So I have been really, really ready for a relationship for a really long time. And you can probably hear it in my voice.
I can hear it in your voice.
Isn't
that funny how that sort of radiates?
Yeah. I'm just ready to have someone to share my life with, you know? I feel like everyone else has someone, and I'm tired of going to parties by myself and being alone on Saturday nights and Sunday mornings and all of it.
And everything in between.
And most of my friends are all partnered up, and it's like I'm always the fifth wheel, third wheel, whatever it is. Mm. And I don't have a huge social circle of friends anyway, so I don't know. It would just be really nice to have that person, you know? And
I understand.
So I've been dating online a lot. I'm kind of tired of it. And it's at the point where I can pretty much tell within the first 20 minutes whether or not there's any potential at all.
Right.
And with James, I knew within like 5 minutes that there was major potential.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
So this was different than, because you said you've been doing a lot of online dating. Have you felt this way about anybody before? Are you the type of person that falls fast and easy, or
I hesitate at first, and I really like look at the person and think, gosh, is this a good fit? And then once I convince myself that that's the case, I fall hard.
Okay.
But it takes me that like initial, you know, couple of dates, and then it's like I'm in or I'm out.
Right.
And
yeah.
With James, I feel like I'm in. I mean, I met him on Match, and we talked for about a week, and then we got together in person, and we hooked up for drinks in OTR, and drinks turned into dinner, and dinner lasted 3 hours. I don't remember the last time I had dinner for 3 hours.
Right.
Yeah.
So
I thought
that's a good sign.
That was a really good sign.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
After that, there was no question that there was serious potential with this guy. I mean, serious potential that I have not felt in a long time. And he's just so easy to talk to, and we have so much in common. And there was major, major, major chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
That's cool.
He kissed me. He kissed me at my car. And
nice.
He said we'd talk soon. And that was that, you guys. And now he's gone. He's just gone. And I've texted him a few times and messaged him on Match, but he's gone. He's not answering me at all. So I don't understand. It was a great date.
What was the last thing you said that he said? So you said he kissed you with the car.
Oh, so yeah, and he said he'd talk to me soon.
He would talk to you soon.
The words, hey, I'll talk to you soon. And I'm like, great. That's, you know, thinking, oh, maybe he'll wait a day and then message me, you know how it goes. But he never did. Nothing.
Nothing.
Did you reach out to him?
Yes, I texted him and I messaged him on Match. And I've just been like, you know, like, hey, how are you? Or thinking about you, or looking forward to getting together again. Nothing crazy and not obsessive. I mean, I know those crazy girls that are like all over it, and I've done it in like a graceful way.
Right.
And I dig this guy. So I don't want to give up so easily, because who has dinner for 3 hours?
True.
Right.
And like you said, you've done so much dating, and you can tell within the first 20 minutes. You probably don't even need that much time to know whether or not there's any chemistry between you and this other person.
No.
So when you finally find someone that you're really into, yeah, you don't want that to slip through your fingers if you can help it.
Right.
Not now, these days. My God, it's so hard to meet somebody. It just is. And I feel like I'm getting old and all my friends are settling down, and
no,
I want that.
Don't say
turn.
That. But what's funny about what you just said is I feel like dating is so hard these days, when in reality there are so many dating platforms and options.
Well, I
you
mean,
would
think I
think it
would that's
be the
easiest
thing,
and
to
it's
do.
Not. I think dating was easiest when everybody lived in a very small community where you had 10 families, and that was it. So your pickings were slim.
It was so much better then.
It was so much better because I think you just learned to accept in other people. It's like, okay, here am I. I got Bob, Dick, and Larry. Let's see. Larry's a little too short and quiet for me. And then Bob, well, Bob never shuts up, and he's a bit of a drunk. But that other guy.
I knew you were going to pick Dick.
James.
I knew you were going that way.
Always. But... And then you just learn to love them and be happy.
You learn to love them.
You learn to love them. Or you find things about them that you appreciate. And now there's just almost too much to choose from, and it's too easy to find flaws.
Hmm. That is an interesting way of looking at it.
I thought so, too. I'm like, I don't know if I'm buying that.
I don't know. Jen might be on to something, Amanda, but let's, before we...
Well, I look at the small town I came from. Yeah. How many people are married to other hometown people
and
are happy?
Yeah, but you got
happy?
The hell out of there.
I didn't
marry anybody from there.
I know, and I probably should have. He's driving a Ferrari convertible.
But he's not for you.
I know.
He still isn't.
Hmm. Amanda, you grew up around here?
Yeah, I grew up in Ross.
Oh, so see, if this doesn't work out, you might have to go back to your old neighborhood and
give it a try.
Look up some of your old neighborhood playmates.
No, thank you.
All right.
It's not that bad.
I've done that.
Well, I will tell you what, we're going to take a break here, and when we come back, we will call James, and let's see where his head is at. Let's see what he thought of you and his date with you. There's got to be something else going on, because it sounds to me like this guy was really into you as much as you were into him, just based on one of the things you said. 3 hours on a dinner date, you don't just do because you got nothing else going on. He had to have been having a wonderful time with you. So let's find out what's happened between then and now, okay?
Thanks.
All right, we'll do that next. Second date update continues here at Cincinnati's Q102. Okay, so Amanda went out with this guy named James that I believe, Amanda, you said you met him on Match. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And Amanda has been at this for a while. She has done a lot of online dating.
I know.
Sorry.
I say that with love and respect. It's not easy to find a relationship in 2017, and Amanda is ready for a relationship, damn it.
Yeah.
Life is moving along. Her friends are getting married. They're having kids. Amanda, she wants her turn.
She's ready.
She wants that guy to go with her to Target and stand at the end of the $1 bin at the beginning and say, "We don't need any of that, honey.
Let's
keep it going."
Magical. Yes.
Right. And Amanda can tell, you know, within the first few minutes whether or not there's any chemistry between her and a man. So when she met James, she knew almost right away. He's charming. He has all the qualities, or seems to have all the qualities that she's looking for. They went out for drinks, hung out in OTR. They ended up having dinner that same night. This dinner lasted for 3 hours.
3 hours is a long time.
He was easy to talk to. They have all this stuff in common.
Mm-hmm.
They had incredible chemistry. She's looking at this guy like there's serious potential. He walks her back to her car. They share this amazing kiss. He even said after the kiss, he said, "Well, I'll talk to you soon." Now, you could take that 100 different ways. When I repeat, maybe the way I say it, it sounds like a blow off.
Because it probably is.
Moving on, Amanda took it as a positive that she would actually hear from this guy soon. But she never did. And she even sent him a text and a message. Zero response, guys.
It's a problem.
So unless there's anything important that I left out, Amanda, you ready for us to call him?
I think you got it. Help.
Help. Hold on to your shorts.
Hold on to your shorts.
Hello.
Hi, James.
Yeah, this is him.
Hi, James. It's Jeff and Jen at Q102. How are you doing this morning?
Who is this?
I'm Jeff Thomas, and I'm with the Jeff and Jen Morning Show on Q102.
Yeah.
And
you're the radio guy, and I know your show.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good.
Well, we got Fritch and Tim. The whole gang is here. How are you doing, James?
I'm good.
Good.
What's going on?
Well, we got a phone call about you this morning from a mutual friend. She sounds really nice. Her name is Amanda. And
this is that dating thing you guys do, right?
Yes, sir. It's second date update. And is this a bad thing?
My ex loved that show, so I've actually listened to it a couple times.
Okay. Listen, before you react, I know you're on the defensive. Please don't be. We're not here to dog you for anything. She had nothing but wonderful things to say about you, one compliment after another. She's just disappointed she hasn't heard from you since that great date you guys had in OTR.
Mm-hmm.
And she was left with the impression that you were kind of into her, and that, and you had even said, I'll talk to you soon, or something to that effect. Is there something going on, or did she misread that? What's happening?
Geez. Well, first of all, I just started dating again like a month ago, and it's hilarious to me that I'm already getting this phone call.
1 month in, baby.
Right.
Yeah. You know, she's a really nice girl. I was really into her. You know, it wasn't until like the very last minute kind of the date that I got a little freaked out.
Mm.
She was talking at dinner about how she's the last single person in her family, and there's a lot of pressure for her to get, you know, married.
Right.
And about who she's dating and if she's going to get married. And she was talking about like going to weddings and parties alone. And I was just like, I was trying to relate, though. I just got out of a 3-year relationship. And so, like, I know what it's like to have that kind of pressure coming from people, you know?
Yeah.
But, I wasn't thinking too much about it at dinner, though she was talking about it a lot. And then I walked her to her car and kissed her. And then she said, I can't wait to take you to Christmas dinner. My family's just going to love you.
Ooh.
I was like, wow. All right. You know, that was just a little speedy for me.
Too soon.
Yeah, I hear that.
Yeah, I'm
one
just,
day.
You know, I'm not sure I'm ready to dive back into something so soon and start making holiday plans with anybody. You know, was just kind of a lot. And not that I'm, you know, not interested in that, but it just seemed like it was really fast.
So would it be accurate to say that you're open to it? It just felt like the pace was moving too quickly?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay.
Okay. Are you hearing this, Amanda?
This is so... Yeah, I'm hearing it.
Okay.
This is so frustrating. Oh, my God. Why are you dating James online if you're not ready for a relationship? Seriously,
I didn't know.
Why
Amanda
are you wasting my time?
I'm sorry, James.
Around.
No, I wouldn't have said all of that. Ugh.
Well, hold on. I assumed you knew because you had said you had heard second date updates, so there was no intention to mislead you.
Yeah. I know. I didn't think about it.
Okay. Sorry, Amanda. Please continue. You seem upset. You seem frustrated.
I am upset. I'm really upset. I just feel like this is a waste of time. Like, why are there guys like you, like, that just f*** around, get online, and date and date and date? I mean, get on Tinder if that's what you want, to get laid or something. Because, and for the record...
We didn't f*** around.
For the record.
We didn't.
I never said
that's
this
not
Christmas.
What I said I was there for.
I never said that. I could have been talking about Christmas
on the first date, like telling me that you're going to take me to your parents' house for Christmas.
I was excited to meet you, and I don't have time to waste. I like
you. Well, that's exactly the problem. You saying that is exactly the problem. I get it.
What's the problem?
I want to be in a committed, like, long-term relationship, eventually get married, but I don't want to do it after the first date.
Yeah, he's ready to go bowling next.
Yeah.
Like, so fun. I love bowling. I just feel like, what a waste of my time if you're not really ready to continue the momentum.
Amanda, I have to say, I didn't get that impression at all. I really feel like he is open to a relationship. It's just you're going faster than he is. That's all.
It freaked him out a bit that you're talking about Christmas after one date.
Yeah, but I'm also kind of with her. Like, I mean, why can't we talk about having a future if you're on a dating app for a relationship?
This coming from a woman who would freak out when a guy would actually call her back.
I'm a changed woman, man.
Oh, my God. He's a second. He's a
stage five stalker.
Clinger. Well, I'm different now.
I remember Jeff looking at you and going, he likes you.
Yeah, but I don't like him.
You gave him your phone number. He called you back.
And now he's a stage five clinger.
Yeah. That's how this guy feels. She feels a different way.
Can I ask a question?
Absolutely. Please do. Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm stuck on this because I'm trying to learn here, okay? I'm always learning.
Right.
But if I hadn't said anything about Christmas at the end of that, after our kiss and our great night, would you have written me back?
That's a good question.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought we had a really good time. I mean, you have to understand how much, like, having just come out of a relationship where I was getting a lot of pressure to get engaged that then ended, yeah. Like, I don't, you know, I'm just, I don't.
You don't want that sensitive. To propel a relationship.
But I didn't know that you just got out of a 3-year relationship. This is news to me. So you have to understand, I didn't know that about you. I don't want to pressure you. I like you. I just have a big mouth sometimes.
Sometimes you say what you think without there being any kind of consideration of how someone else might take it.
I do it all the time. It's a problem, and I'm working on it.
We don't know anything about that.
Yeah,
up
but it
in
also
here.
Could have been kind of jokey too. Like, wow, my parents are going to love you at Christmas. You know, just being kind of funny. Is he going to be able to go back out with her though, and be able to take it slow though?
I don't know. You know, honestly, I would totally go out again, but it just feels like now, like I feel like I shut you down and hurt your feelings, and now, like, I don't, can we go on, like, normal and slow? Can you not be stressed that this happened?
Yes, I can.
You can.
I really, really, really want to go bowling with you.
Oh, I'll be damned.
That's kind of sweet.
I would be cool with it if you are open to going slow.
I'm open. Wow. And I'll close my big mouth.
Well, no, I like this communication that's happening here right now. I like the openness and willingness to discuss.
Yeah, I gotta say that we do a lot of second date updates on this show, and I mean, even though Amanda got really feisty and James kind of did a little bit too, I thought you two communicated very well just now in clearing up this misunderstanding, don't you guys?
Mm-hmm. Because that's what it was, I think. And once I think you hear the other person's side, you can understand why they freaked out a bit.
And you're still new. You're still figuring out how each other communicate. Some people are, you know, sarcastic and dry. Some people just have diarrhea of the mouth. Some people don't say anything. You got to figure it out. You're like driving you bonkers.
Yeah. And from this point forward, instead of not returning messages, let's go ahead and get it out in the open because we don't want to have to call you again.
All right. Well, before anybody changes their mind, I'm going to set this up.
Set it up.
So, James, listen, you'll be hearing from Amanda because she called us. We're going to set it up with her. Thank you for agreeing to take our call and for coming on the show and being honest. I'm kind of glad you didn't know that Amanda was on the line because you were as honest as you were. I think there were things that needed to be said. Amanda, thank you for listening and for putting yourself out there and coming on Second Date Update. I know that's always a risk, and we appreciate you doing that.
Thank you so much, you guys. I really appreciate your help today.
It's our pleasure. Thank you.
Another happy customer.
Let's hope.
All right. So if you want us to do a second date update call for you, it's so easy. 513-749-2320 or email jeffandjen@wkrq.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.